APG, it's Aberdeen Playground.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful, it's like a college. And I took up wheel and track vehicle mechanics, which is what I wanted to do to begin with.
Uh-huh.
The Army gave me everything they promised me.
Uh-huh.
I had no complaints, I never had any complaints there.
How long was that school for?
6 months. I left there, we graduated in, went there in August, and I left there in December.
That was December of 65?
Yep.
And once you completed that school, where did they send you next?
Germany.
Did you get any kind of leave before you went to Germany?
I think I got a week's, I think I took a week.
Uh-huh.
Before I had to report.
And how did you get to Germany?
I flew.
Commercial or military?
They had what they called MATS, military air transport. It was civilian planes under contract.
Yes.
The government, I believe.
Okay. We're bouncing.
I flew into Frankfurt in Heilbronn.
Uh-huh.
And then I got ordered to report to Munich. When I took one of their trains down to Munich, and they took me out to the barracks.
So you ended up in Germany in the winter time.
Yes.
What was it like?
It was a lot like here. It was cold.
Mm-hmm. A lot of snow or no?
No, not a lot of snow. There was snow, but not mm-hmm. a lot at that time. My initial visit to Germany was, I was a little surprised because it wasn't so much snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but. I landed in the wine country up the Heilbronn, and I'm famous for the wineries up there. And you could see all that stuff. But when I got down to Munich, I was in the city, of course, and mm-hmm. around there, and that was a typical big city.
Mm-hmm. So you were based out of Munich?
The concern, the Eastman Barracks, was in Dachau, which is about 10 kilometers outside of Munich.
Okay. So what was your impression once you got to the unit? Was it what you had expected it would be?
No, it wasn't what I expected it would be. It was better.
It was better?
It was great. The company was good. The NCOs were good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of freedom. There was an artillery base, an artillery company on the post, too. And we ate in their mess hall, mm-hmm. which was fantastic. They had good food.
Now, what were your quarters like? Did you have the World War II barracks?
We had the old barracks, yeah. We had individual rooms.
Uh-huh.
The shower was just down the hall. It had a mass shower.
But mm-hmm.
Everybody had their own room. There might have been a couple of double rooms, but most of them had individual rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You had all the privacy you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty nice.
What was your typical work day like?
Well, you'd start at 8 o'clock in the morning. You get down to the, we'd have a company formation, they'd make any announcements. Then we'd go to the shop office. I worked in the shop office part of the, we repaired trucks and wheeled track vehicles for a whole battalion.
Was it pretty difficult work?
Very hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard work. Changing engines in those tanks and some of those deuce and a half trucks, 5-ton trucks. It was pretty hefty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fortunate. I ended up in the shop office and the production control end of it. So I sat in the office most of the time and just lined up work for the shop.
Uh-huh.
So it made my 3 years very nice.
Mm-hmm. What did you do on your time off?
I did some sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly GIs. I hung around, partied, and go to the NCO club or the EM club.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you have your own car?
No. One thing we did, none of us, I don't think any of us, yeah, one of us, had, one of the guys in the group had a car.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had a girlfriend, so he was pretty busy.
Uh-huh. Were you able to rent cars, or how did you get around?
I don't know whether we were able to rent them or not, or whether we had the money to rent them if we could have.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember ever being able to rent one. If we got around, we'd go on whatever local transit they had,
mm-hmm.
bus or the train. The trains were real good. to go in the unit, we'd have a train and go in, and same thing coming back.
Now, you were there just 20 years after the war ended. Was there still wreckage from the war?
Some of the buildings were still showed from being bombed.
Uh-huh.
Around some of our barracks, you could see buildings that had been bombed.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, they'd have trouble with the sewer, and they'd go into the sewer and back out. And when they get down to the sewer, they're pulling out weapons that the Germans had thrown down in the sewers when the Americans come through.
Oh, really?
It's quite interesting.
Huh. Now, what was Dachau like, the concentration camp?
What? Very, very dismal. Mm-hmm. At first, when I first got there. The museum was under construction. The present day museum was under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to park our vehicles over there. It was pretty hollow ground.
Mm-hmm.
But after they got straightened around, what they were doing was they could pull all the vehicles away from it.
Uh-huh.
But it was a pretty awesome sight to see and realize what had happened there.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the civilians that lived around there? I'm sure a lot of them were living there during.
Yes, they were. Everyone that I talked to, and I talked to a lot of them because I was interested in that portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them knew something was going on, but they were scared to death. A body fell off a train coming in. I was talking to this guy, and the Nazis made his father put that body back on the train at gunpoint.
Uh-huh.
And they said they knew there was something bad happening, but nobody dared to
question it.
Yeah. Besides that, I also talked to some prisoners of war in Munich in Dachau that had been over in Massachusetts as prisoners of war.
Oh, really?
And that was kind of interesting.
Huh.
They loved the United States.
Yes. I understand, and I've interviewed other veterans that liberated Dachau, and they said that what they did was that they brought some of the civilians in and paraded them through the camp, and a lot of them claimed they didn't know what was going on, but.
I believe that most of them knew what was going on.
Yeah.
That's my feeling on it.
Yeah.
They were just so frightened of the Nazis themselves.
Yeah.
Everyone that I talked to in town, they knew, or their parents knew.
Mm-hmm.
At least their parents knew there was something very bad happening.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, most of the Germans were pretty good. Those Nazis were just there were just a few bad ones that made everything bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get along with the civilian population? How did they treat you, being that you were American military?
As a rule, good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get rowdy and get drinking, get rowdy and foolish.
Uh-huh.
But aside from that, we got along good with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand every town had its own brewery in Germany?
Very close to it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Beer was a big thing over there. They had it for lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They would set it on the stove to warm it up to drink it.
Oh, they didn't drink it cold?
No. That was one of my biggest surprises. We go to they call them guest houses. They're,
uh-huh.
they're a bar.
Yeah.
And they had these space heaters. They fill up their mug of beer and they set it on the space heater to warm it up. I said, ah.
So you stayed in Germany for 3 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah. Best 3 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you take any tours, like to France or
no.
Holland?
No.
Or you didn't leave Germany at all?
No.
Did you go back to the States for a leave or anything?
I went back every Christmas, both Christmases.
Ah.
I used my leave to go back home, but
uh-huh.
I didn't want to miss a Christmas.
Now, did you have to pay your own way back yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you stay? A couple weeks?
Yeah, 14 days, I think it was.
Uh-huh. once your time ended in Germany, were you able to enlist if you wanted, re-enlist?
Oh, they wanted me to re-enlist so bad.
Uh-huh.
I jokingly told the re-enlistment officer, I said, if you'll make me an E6 without going before a promotion board, I said, I'll re-enlist for 6. I don't think he could do it. He scared the hell out of me. He had me appointed where I could make E6 without going before the promotion board. And then I was caught between a rock and a hard place. And I said, I can't. I can't re-enlist. I said, I got to get back to New York. Uh-huh. But I would have made E6. And by then, I wish now I had done it, but because I didn't retire after 20 years, and I'd have waited.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a young man, 20 years, I mean, if you're 19 or 20, 20 years seems like a lifetime to you. So you came back to the States, you were discharged in June of 68. What was the climate like here in the States in 68? Vietnam War.
It was scary, very depressing. I couldn't believe that people were acting the way they were towards our government,
mm-hmm.
and our troops. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I never went much with the hippie movement. I could see free love and that, but let's keep our heads together and do what's right, you know, for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I wasn't aware of what the government was doing in relation to the war, too. They weren't playing mm-hmm. by the book either. But.
Now, when you were in Germany, were there any rumors that your unit was going to be sent over to Vietnam or anything?
Oh, all the time. All the time. Our biggest problem was the Middle East. When they had the first or the second war, must have been in 67, in the Middle East, we all went on alert. We had to fill out our last will and testament and
uh-huh.
power of return. We were headed, Israel and Egypt were at it, hot and heavy.
Uh-huh.
And that's where our biggest fright was. That's where we were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam didn't scare us that much, but that Middle East did.
Mm-hmm.
We figured they'd get enough guys for Vietnam anytime, but if it came to push came to shove, the German units would go to the Middle East to fight.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any Vietnam veterans in your unit over in Germany?
I'm sure there were.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the end, I can't remember any particular mm-hmm. one.
Now, what about field maneuvers? Did you spend a lot of time in the field?
No.
No?
Maybe out of the 2.5 years I was over there, I might have spent 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We were mostly busy making sure everybody else's vehicles were running, so.
Mm-hmm. Was there any worries or threats about the Russians at that time?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Okay. So you came back in June of 68.
Yeah.
When you were, whereabouts were you discharged from?
I was discharged from Fort Dix.
Fort Dix.
Yeah.
And what did you do once you were discharged? Did you go back to work, or did you go to school, or what?
No, I went back to work.
Went back to work?
Yeah. I was selling frozen food for, my uncle had a small business, selling food to restaurants and institutions.
Out of where?
Center Brunswick.
Oh, okay. Right. Yep.
I worked for him for a year or so. Then I went on the railroad in 69.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. When did you eventually retire?
2001, I took a medical retirement, kind of the emphysema.
Uh-huh. Now, do you think your emphysema was caused from the service? Was it service connected?
No,
or?
No. Smoking.
Smoking, okay.
Yeah.
Did you join any veterans organizations when you came back?
The only thing I belonged to the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're responsible for that our wheelchair sitting there.
Oh.
Along Post 490 in Stillwater.
Uh-huh.
and I can't wheel with a wheelchair, and they got me this one.
Oh, nice.
Got me set up with this. But that's about the only military organization I've been involved with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you stay in contact with anyone you were in service with?
No. I tried to, but I lost track of the one guy I did see. I didn't want to get that quick.
All right.
I do. The guy I went in service with, I see all the time. He lives here in Central County. And I talked to him last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was a neighbor that I was working in Mechanicsville.
Uh-huh.
He came down the street. He said, I'm having a going away party, so why don't you come? I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the Army. I went to his going away party, and 11 o'clock that night, we called the recruiter. And that was a Friday night, Saturday morning, I took my first battery of tests. And then the next week I was down in Albany getting sworn in.
Wow. How do you think your time in the service changed or affected your life?
I think it gave me a kind of a sense of organization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the most organized person in the world, but I have an idea how it should be done. And that's something I picked up in the military, I think. They are organized.
Yes. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to comment on, or maybe we missed something with your service, or any incidents that you recall?
Nothing in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have everybody respect our troops and respect what they're doing, whether they like it or not. That's what the government wants, and I think they're on the right track there. So
mm-hmm.
That's about all I can say about that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your interview.
Thank you.